Did you guys ever, like, I guess at some point, were you guys told officially, for want of a better term? I mean, obviously, you knew about it, but I didn't know if there's like a group text message or email that goes out or anything.
No, I mean, no group, nothing. It was pretty much, we all knew from ESPN and social media, you know, they weren't going to let it live down. So, just got it from there. Schedule changed a little bit. Got it here a little bit earlier. Got a chance to sit down. We all got a chance to, you know, meet with Coach Bags. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, absorb that hit. Now we got to move forward. We got games to win.
But, you know, Spags obviously quite well. But was it different today with him up in the front of the room?
He just got to wear another hat. That's all. You know, he's still, you know, Spags, defensive coordinator. But he's just, you know, head coach Bags for now, you know. Lord knows, you know, maybe for good. You never know. So just taking it one day at a time. I see him. That's what he's doing.
You seem the same to you?
Yeah.
There, you know what I mean?
Spags, you know. You know, it's like he ain't, you know, kind of like he ain't going to treat me no different. You don't look at him too much different, you know. You understand that he's just, you know, he has to do a little bit more. So he might not be in the defensive room as much as he was before, but, you know, he's still the same guy.
Jay, Coach Spags mentioned that Dave Merritt is going to be involved a little bit with the, I guess, with play calling, helping on the sideline and whatnot. I mean, he's not someone you've worked with at your position, but can you just talk about that kind of transition and getting used to a new voice?
Merritt does a great job, you know. I'm pretty used to it. I've heard his voice over the past 4 years, so I just kind of, I'm cool with just, you know, hearing him out, and I know that he's kind of just reflecting what Spags already kind of does, so it'll be good. It's a smooth transition.
And I apologize if you were asked this before, but what do you expect from Spags as a head coach now that he's got double the amount of people to kind of supervise?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I only known him as a defensive coordinator. He's been a great defensive coordinator for a long time. I know he's been a head coach before, so this is his second, you know, kind of run around with this. I'm really just taking it one day at a time like everybody else. No problem.
Are you excited to see just on Sunday how the fans turn out? I mean, there's a lot of talk, you know, with Eli starting again, that fans are going to be out on full force here on MetLife on Sunday.
Hey, bring them on, man. We come out here and we go to work every day expecting to win. We come in here. We got Dallas, a familiar opponent. You know what I'm saying? The rivalry, of course. You know, Eli's back in the helm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Spags is a great coach. So, look forward to just hoping them come out and giving them a great show.